From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Washington, D.C. has seen its share of high-profile walks and rallies, including the Million Man March and the demonstrations against the World Trade Organization. Yesterday, NPR's Netta Ulaby saw a new kind of protest in the Capitol area. The aim, organizers said, was to rally in support of capitalism.
About 100 activists huddle in front of a subway stop right across the river from D.C. They wear windbreakers and stocking caps. They're about to participate in the first ever Global Walk for Capitalism. Kendra Okonski, the 24-year-old organizer, answers the inevitable question. Why a walk?
Well, this actually wasn't my idea. It was conceived by Protos, this Australian talk show host. And I think that Protos just felt a little bit frustrated by the amount of publicity given to the anti-capitalist in recent years. And so he decided that the best thing to do would be to have the antithesis, a walk for capitalism.
Protus's talk show is broadcast on the internet. Protos used his website to encourage capitalist activists in over 100 cities around the globe. But even Okonski agrees the idea of a march for capitalism is a little unusual.
Well, actually, lots of people asked me if we were going to pay people to march. And I mean, I wish I could have done that, but we actually had to get money from amongst ourselves in order to do this. So, I mean, we don't have the backing of any business or any corporation or anything. We're just doing it because we appreciate what they do for us. And even one of our signs says, "Thank you, capitalists." So.
Most of the sign holders here in Arlington, Virginia, are middle-aged white guys in libertarian t-shirts. But there's a sizable contingent of kids fresh from college. Most of them work at free enterprise think tanks.
What don't we want? Socialism! Why don't we want it? It's harder!
Jerry Armbruster drove all the way from York, Pennsylvania to walk for capitalism. He manufactures chains. Like the other walkers, he's worried that capitalism has an image problem.
You know, whenever there's a problem, it's a big bad corporate that's responsible for all these problems. It's the bad landlord with the buildings, and, you know, it's the drug companies that won't give the drugs for anthrax, which is completely...
Armbruster, like everyone else I spoke with, says his decision to walk had nothing to do with the attack on the World Trade Center. The Walk for Capitalism was planned months before September 11th. It came more as a response to the WTO protests.
Come on, Toyota! Yeah! All right! Yay, capitalism! Thank you!
I'm for hire!
The walkers wind through Arlington's commercial district. They pass Barnes & Noble, Starbucks, and a Whole Foods grocery store. But their destination is a small independent coffee house. There, as in other cities with a walk for capitalism, an award is given to the local capitalist of the year. In D.C., it's shoeshine entrepreneur Ego Brown.
To be honest, I just wanted to make some money, you know, to take care of. But
Ego Brown's name sounds like it comes straight from the pages of Ayn Rand. He fought the District of Columbia's laws regulating shoeshine stands. After he accepts his plaque, a libertarian-fronted band reminds the walkers that their long march isn't over.
Too many rules in this world. You've come together.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.